5 minutes especially for you and for you. Moments of Melody time again. Mr. Bosch gives the following illustration. Some very great work has been done with extremely small and simple tools. Ferguson made his renowned wooden clock, which had uncanny accuracy, with only a little penknife. Dr. Wollaston, a distinguished chemist, admitted that his laboratory was confined to a corner of a room where stood an old tea tray containing a surprisingly meager amount of equipment. Wilkie, the great artist, learned to draw by tracing on a barn door with just a burnt stick. Benjamin Franklin discovered the secret of lightning with a key and a simple kite made of a silk handkerchief. Being diligent with small things made all these men famous. Time of our visit, we're going to read from the Sacred Scriptures. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, The Gospel According to Dr. Luke. And now my counsel to you is, make use of your base wealth to win yourselves friends, who, when you leave it behind, will welcome you into eternal habitations. The Lord Jesus continues, he who is trustworthy over a little sum is trustworthy over a greater. He who plays false over a little sum plays false over a greater. If you, then, could not be trusted to use the base riches you had, who will put the true riches in your keeping? Who will give you property of your own if you could not be trusted with that which was only lent to you? No servant can be in the employment of two masters at once. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will devote himself to the one and despise the other. You must serve God or money. You cannot serve both. The master has need of the little things. There are none too slight or small. He adds his own blessing and makes them great, and he uses them one and all. Don't despise small things. Remember, a little lantern can do what a great sun can never do. It can shine in the night.